WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Differences remain between the city of College Station and a local faith-based housing assistance group over the administration of a federal grant assisting lower-income homebuyers.
Last week, the College Station City Council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, $181,000 after city staff determined Embrace Brazos Valley spent the money on a project outside the city limits. The attorney for the nonprofit group, Chris Peterson, says the allegation of a technical violation involves using two lots purchased in College Station as collateral for projects outside the city. Peterson says it was not an issue at the time the grant was awarded.
The original folks that were on the contract, they knew about this the whole time.
Peterson says one College Station home was built and sold. The second home remains under construction until the money from the sale of the first home runs out. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former College Station resident caught with more than 64,000 pornographic images of children is back on the streets. State authorities granted parole to 43-year-old Greg Baird after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. Baird was released Thursday to start serving 10 years of probation. It's been a year since an armed robbery at Commerce National Bank at 29th and Broadmoor in Bryan. One of two men accused of the holdup appeared this week in Brazos County District Court. After a jury was selected, 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston pleaded guilty to the robbery. The jury sentenced Champion to 60 years in prison. It's been almost 2 years since College Station police investigated an armed robbery at FedStar Credit Union. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the suspect was picked up following a similar robbery in Benton, Arkansas.
At this point, the federal authorities are handling the prosecution and follow-up investigation related to this and multiple other robberies.
37-year-old Richard Swicegood of Waxahachie is accused of the robberies in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. A century-old Jewish temple on the southwest side of the downtown Bryan Historic District is getting an update. Temple Frida on South Parker behind Old Bryan Marketplace recently had its stained glass windows removed for repair by the same glass company that originally constructed them. Bryan resident Stephanie Sale is part of a group working with the city to preserve the only synagogue in Texas to be named for a woman. After the restoration, Sale says the temple would likely play host to small receptions and weddings, as well as educational and musical gatherings. Two milestones mark this year's Texas A&M University Fish Camp. Today marks the start of the 60th year. Freshman Aggies, who are nicknamed Fish, have the opportunity to learn about A&M traditions and college life in general. Alex Kalen of Arlington, who is this year's camp director, will lead a record 6,500 fish and 1,200 student counselors.
They'll have, you know, sophomores who are only 1 year removed, but then they'll have some juniors and seniors who, you know, they may be more removed from their freshman year, might remember it as well, but they have the experience of, you know, attending college for 3 or 4 years.
There are a record 7 4-day sessions. Each one has its own color, with lime being added this year. And a final reminder this week to go ahead and lock your vehicles and take your valuables inside at night. A rash of vehicle burglaries continues on the south side of town. 9 of the cases listed by the College Station Police Department for Thursday. 4 of them took place on Tournay Drive, south of Edelweiss Gardens Park, off Eagle Avenue, and 4 off Nantucket Drive. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
8:08, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, needs to be fixed. They've got a loaner that'll keep you cool while they fix yours. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Sunshine, it's going to be with us today. It's going to drive temperatures up to about 90 degrees. We'll see whether or not we can pick up a thunderstorm. We have some heavy activity this morning just west of the Texas coast. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow. Highs reaching 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sun, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday, and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:09 Friday means the folks from City College Station are here, and Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you, Colin?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. You brought a guest with you?
I did. I've got David Brower of our Community Services Department here to talk to you about the Homebuyer Education Course.
Good. David, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you. Good to be here.
But, you know, before we do that, guys, we get to play a game today.
All right.
A game?
Yeah, it's been so long, you know, since after we lost Jethro Trivia. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if we didn't pay our fees or dues or what, but we don't have that. So, today, it's almost as fun. It's, I'll read you three tabloid headlines, and you tell me which one came from a supermarket tabloid.
So, okay? One of them is the one that matches?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying it was in a tabloid. So, anyway, so, Kevin, you'll go first, then Patrick, and then Colin, and then finally David. And again, obviously, since there's four of you, you can each choose, the same one if you wanted to. All right, number one, a 500-pound opera singer gores a tenor with her horned hat. A seventh grader invents glasses that see 1 hour into the future. And finally, Russians have plans to send prisoners into space. Again, 500-pound opera singer gores a tenor with her horned hat. Seventh grader invents glasses that see an hour into the future. Or finally, Russians have plans to send prisoners into space. David and Colin, let you know there are no prizes involved. So, you know, there's no penalty if you get it wrong. There's no reward if you get it right. Okay, so what do you got, Kevin?
I'm going with space prisoners.
Space prisoners. Okay, Patrick?
Based on the running of the Bulls, I'm going with the opera singer.
Oh, there you go. All right, Colin?
Space prisoners.
Okay, David?
And I'll pick the seventh grader who invented the glasses.
Ah, there you go. Going off in the air. So we have one of you certainly will at least be right. The story is, again, from a tabloid. A big fat opera singer charged with assault and hauled off to jail after she gored a tiny tenor with her horned hat.
Tiny tenor.
The vicious attack unfolded after a performance of Wagner's Das Rheingold as the cast was sharing a celebratory dinner of spaghetti and meatballs backstage.
Oh, this just keeps getting better.
Exactly. Man. Witnesses say the trouble erupted when the 5'2" Giuseppe Veroni forked up the last meatball from the serving platter. Oh, no. Well, when she saw this, it says here the 500-pound soprano, Helga von Krug, took exception and charged him head down like a bull in the ring. She blew through her nose and roared and snouted, according to the tabloid. She chased him around the stage and finally nailed him up against the wall. The fat lady wasn't...
Wouldn't she horn him?
Yeah, well,
against the wall.
I guess that's true. The fat lady was not done, nor yet was she singing.
Yeah.
But Ms. Van Klug badly gored three police officers as well before they managed
to... Oh, my gosh!
Well, they disarmed her, or they dehorned her, I guess. They took her hat off and her blonde wig, and she was taken to the...
It's stories like this that make me wonder why I let my tabloid subscription lapse.
Exactly. Well, you know, here's the reason, because if you subscribe to that online, it's going to drop cookies that you'll get stuff you never, ever wanted.
Kill the rabbit.
Thank you. All the more important things anyway. So, David, tell us a little bit about the course that you've got coming up.
All right. Well, in September, it's going to be four separate nights every Tuesday in September, mm-hmm. September 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd at Fire Station 6.
That's the one that doesn't look like a fire station, everybody, okay? That's the one that you had to guess what it was as they were building it, all right?
Right there on University Drive in Tarot.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
So exactly, okay.
It's going to be from 6 to 7:30, and we're doing a home buyer education course.
Okay.
So we'll take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about buying a home. And one of the benefits will be you'll sort of figure out where you are and what you need to do to get on the path to home ownership. When home ownership is concerned, one of my favorite shows when I was a kid was G.I. Joe, and knowing is half the battle, and that's the way it is in, when you're buying a house.
Now, how long is each presentation?
Each one, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
So it's going to be, starts with the basics. We're going to go over what is home ownership, what are the benefits, how you calculate how much you can afford, but then we'll do budgeting for home ownership. So mm-hmm. a lot of times that's the first step. You got to save money. You got to,
sure.
You know, when you own a home, the hot water heater breaks, it's up to you. So when you own a home, you need an emergency fund. If that's not something you're used to doing, let's figure out how to do that.
Sure.
We'll go over credit. So credit start to finish, how your score is determined, how you can improve your score, what that does to affect the interest rates you get for a loan. And then the next time we jump right into loan products. So understanding that.
Takeaway materials each session that they can take home. There's some sort of printed materials to go along with it.
That's right. So the course is free. $15 for a book.
Okay.
It's a NeighborWorks America course. It's a pretty useful, people who've taken the course in the past have really found the book useful. Otherwise, I email out everybody PowerPoint slides. So you'll get slides and that you can look at later for reference. Okay.
And I'm guessing you have Q&As after every during each session so that they can get the questions answered they need.
That's right. And I like to, I let myself be a resource too. We have a down payment assistance program with the city where we'll help lower, more moderate income home buyers buy a house with a 0% interest deferred loan. So part of my job is answering questions people have about the home buying process. And so a lot of students keep in touch and they'll even email me later and say,
okay, I want to stop you then for a second, because if people glommed onto that, oh, wait, I can get a 0% loan from the city of College Station, there are some stipulations for people to be able to qualify for that.
That's right. So you have to income qualify. For a family of four, you have to make $46,000 or less a year.
Okay.
So you can make a moderate income and qualify for the program, and you have to have a 600 credit score, been in job for 6 months, and have a credit score, a 600 credit score, been in your job for 6 months, and that's it pretty much.
Okay.
So it's, yeah. It's a, and the house has to be inside the city limits of College Station. It's a 0% interest deferred loan. You pay it back when you move out of the house. It's 15% of the sales price.
Okay.
$100,000 house would be $15,000. Mm-hmm. The rest, and the reason we have our underwriting criteria that we do is you've got to go get a loan from a primary lender.
Sure, you got to be able to qualify, obviously,
right,
to be able to get this. Now, is there a limited number of seats for these? How does that work?
Right. So the room there at Fire Station 6, the fire marshal says no more than 25 people can be in there. So we cap it at 25. So people should go and register. You can register online, cstx.gov/homebuyer, all one word, register there, or you can give us a call at 764-3810, 764-3810, and we'll sign you up for the class. And
okay, and not to paint with a broad brush, but generally it's couples or married couples that buy houses, so that really would, if you've only got 25 seats available, people need to probably be in touch pretty quickly about that.
Go ahead and sign up. We're going to be doing another class. We try to do them every other month, so if it does fill up, you can still go to cstx.gov/homebuyer, sign up, and if it's already full, I'll let you know, hey, we put you on the list for the next class.
Okay, and again, the dates are?
It's September 2nd, 9th, 16th and 23rd from 6 to 7:30 there at Fire Station 6. So every Tuesday night in September.
Got it. Thank you, David. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
What else you got?
Well, we've got the Games of Texas going on.
No!
Yes. You noticed all the people in town.
There are some people in town.
Man,
yeah.
There are a ton. We yesterday had golf, swimming, and track and field started. That all continues today. We also add boxing to the mix today. And then tonight at 7:30 is the opening ceremonies at Bluebell Park. Admission is free. Get to go out and hear some great speeches, see the athletes parade in.
And we have the Master of Ceremonies, you know, because Kevin and Zach are going to be our Master of Ceremonies with that, so that'll be pretty cool.
And they are going to do a good job, right?
I'll be there.
Okay, there you go. He'll show up. I asked him, and he didn't know, and maybe you can answer. Will we release doves or anything, you know?
This is College Station where people will shoot them.
They could have little animatronic doves walking around on the field. Anyway, so go ahead. Yeah.
And then tomorrow, as part of the Games of Texas this year, is the Come and Skate It event at the skate park, Highsmith Skate Park over in Southwood, or Bachman Park now. This is the third annual competition that they've had over there, and this year it is a part of the Games of Texas.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good stuff. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Bet.
Visit the folks from the College Station on Friday. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
This one falls short of expectations. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The monthly report on employment was released this morning. The Department of Labor says that 209,000 jobs were created in July. That was less than most experts had forecast, and the unemployment rate actually ticked up to 6.2%. Futures on the NASDAQ have gone from negative to flat, while the S&P 500 futures still holding to a one-point loss. It was a good quarter for Hilton Worldwide Holdings. So good, the hotel chain has raised its outlook for the year. Profits jumped 35% over the last 3 months, and revenue grew, due in large part to growth in occupancy and daily rates. We watched stock in T-Mobile yesterday following word that the French telecom Iliad had made an offer to acquire the wireless carrier. That comes as T-Mobile still considering a $30 billion offer from Sprint. Shares of T-Mobile rose more than 6%, a rare shining light on what was a dark day on Wall Street yesterday. We'll see if it continues today. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com. So good morning, say 21. Do people do better work when they are rewarded? Well, probably so. Researchers have proven that when celebration is pre-planned into a project, people work harder and better knowing that there is a payoff. And the payoff has to be more than just a paycheck or being told, nice job. There has to be also, and by the way, that's true for kids at home as well, or in any relationships. When people have something good to work toward, there's going to be more energy, more dedication, more sense of ownership. The result is always going to be better. On the flip side, if people work hard and receive no reward, they often become cynical and resentful. The rewards and celebration don't have to be big. They just have to be thoughtful.
Absolutely.
Huh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, unless you're the salespeople here, they have to go to Vegas.
Having worked at a place that didn't have any.
Yeah.
And having a place that just has ice cream that we can have.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal,
it
man.
It is. It is. It's little things like that where we just got a little freezer there where they, you know, put the ice cream and then, you know, people bring snacky poos and food up here and all this kind of stuff. But it does. It obviously makes a big difference in that. But the deal is, okay, we understand that in the workplace, but you need to understand that with your kids at home, too. If you want them to do something, or it would be best for them to do something, then if you add a little incentive, a little plus, and let them know up front that it's kind
of... So now we're spoiling them.
Well, no, if it's planned... Well, it depends on what you have them doing. It depends on what you have them doing.
Slippery slow.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, I'll give you a nickel if you take the trash out. Well, a nickel, never mind.
Dad, you can go ahead and take the trash out.
Nope. I'll give you $5 if you take the trash out. You know, you need to probably do something other than that, and also it probably needs to be longer term than just that one little thing. But anyway, all right, say 23.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I'm Dr. Michael Steelman. For over 26 years, I've helped thousands of people manage their weight. I know that the most effective way to lose weight is under a physician's care, but not everyone has access to such doctors, and others just can't afford it. That's exactly why I developed the Activate Weight Loss Plan. Here is the doctor's office program available to you to use at home. You will lose weight quickly and easily without hunger or special foods, and all for less than one-tenth the cost of a doctor's program. Try my program. You'll never regret it. And here's how to learn more.
Get the results of going to a medical weight loss clinic without the expense or having to go to the doctor. Now, all the information on this incredible diet is at www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Now, there was certainly no love lost between these two. The director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, hated the American ambassador to England. He didn't like his style, his manner, or his reputation as being a hard-nosed, ruthless businessman. But most importantly, the former director didn't like this man's politics. So J. Edgar, well, he decided to do what he could to defeat the man and his politics. In the years since his death, we know that the former director quite often used his power and resources of the FBI to spy, intimidate, and even blackmail certain people he didn't like or trust. And our ambassador to England, he was one of them. The ambassador had a son who was an ensign in the Navy, assigned to naval intelligence at that time. The director, well, he really didn't want people like that involved in such secret and important work within the government. So the director, well, he set out to do something about it. One thing he found was that the young, handsome Navy man was having something of an affair with a beauty queen from Denmark named Inga Arvid. Now, it was bad enough that the boy got his job because he was the ambassador's son, but now he was cavorting with a foreign national, and one that Hoover decided was a spy. Why was she a spy? Well, because she had once actually met Adolf Hitler when she was back in Europe. He had found the ambassador's Achilles heel, and he was going to exploit it. He went to the ambassador, and he told him about the affair that his son was having and how he was going to use it to ruin him. So the ambassador did what he could, considering the times and the situation. He got his son transferred from his cushy Washington, D.C. job to something a bit further from the Danish beauty queen. But it sure didn't turn out the way Hoover intended it to. You see, once the young man left Washington, he became something of a war hero. And that action was very instrumental in getting him elected as J. Edgar's boss. It's all true, folks. It's a little-known fact that it was the secret bugging of Inga's apartment that got a young and then single Jack Kennedy discovered in a rather touchy situation. And that got him transferred to combat duty in the Pacific and the commander of the PT-109. Which, of course, eventually helped him get elected president of the United States, and that made him J. Edgar Hoover's boss. No, they never did get along, and now you know why.
You more than likely don't spend much time thinking about sleep. That is, until you don't get any. Well, I recently injured a muscle in my stomach, and I just couldn't find a way to get comfortable. But with my Sleep Number bed, I could adjust my Sleep Number setting and make it just fine. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. My Sleep Number setting is usually 70. But I bumped it up to 85 because the firmer the bed, it made it easier for me to roll over. And that was all it took. And I could prove to myself that it actually worked because they have this thing called Sleep IQ. It attaches to the pump in the bed. That's the only change they make. You don't have to wire it or anything else. And what I did is I looked the night before when I had so much trouble to the night that I had actually increased the sleep number, and it worked like a charm. I slept much better because you can see it on a graph, on a bar graph. Sleep Number is incredibly innovative. So you've got the dual chamber technology so you can both have your individual sleep numbers. They've got the Sleep IQ so you can both see how you're sleeping. And they've got dual air technology, which allows you to set the temperature on both sides of the bed. To find out more, go visit the Sleep Number store. It's right here in town on Texas Avenue. It's across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. Specifically with the address, it's 1530 South Texas Avenue, Suite Number 500. Go in and get your sleep number today. It will truly make a difference in the way you sleep.
How far has technology become ingrained into our families? The answer is in our baby's first words. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Technology has become so intensely ingrained in our families that it's even affecting the way our children learn to speak. Almost 10% of all parents claim that their child's first word wasn't mama or dada. It's the word tablet, as an iPad. And as those children grow, 40% of all parents are allowing their children to use those tablets for at least an hour a day every day. To get these tablets and gadgets for their kids, parents are spending in total around $3 billion a year. 15 to 17-year-olds are extremely tech-savvy, each owning an average of 7 digital devices, including their beloved smartphones, tablets, and laptops. At least for now, no one's drawing any conclusions. That is, no one knows if this is good or bad. But one thing is certain. When they're paying attention to their gadgets, they're not paying attention to you. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A local nonprofit and faith-based housing assistance organization disagrees with the city of College Station over the administration of a federal grant that assists homebuyers with lower incomes.
Embrace Brazos Valley owes the city of College Station $181,000. That's after the city council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, after city staff determined Embrace spent money on an out-of-town project. Embrace attorney Chris Peterson says the issue is over two lots purchased in College Station being used as collateral. Peterson says the original contract administrators knew the collateral was for a line of credit to pay for operating expenses in multiple cities.
And none of them raised any objection when it was done.
While College Station self-reported a technical violation to HUD, Peterson says that hasn't happened in other cities.
Everybody else disagrees with the interpretation that the city College Station has. A couple of them have asked that, you know, they just make some changes on where they put the line of credit funds or, you know, things like that.
Peterson says one home in College Station was built and sold while construction of the second home is continuing without the grant, only with the money made from the sale of the first home. Peterson says when the second house is completed and sold, a portion of those proceeds will be returned to the city under terms of the grant. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Texas man arrested following a bank robbery in Arkansas is suspected of multiple holdups in three states, including one nearly 2 years ago in College Station at FedStar Credit Union.
The Lone Ranger Bandit, as he was dubbed in numerous media accounts, was identified as Richard Swicegood, who is a 37-year-old male out of Waxahachie.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says Swicegood was caught by Arkansas State Police following a similar holdup in Benton. Swicegood is also accused of robberies in Mississippi. One of two men involved in a Bryan Bank robbery a year ago is headed to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston to 60 years. That's after Champion pleaded guilty to the armed holdup of the Commerce National Bank branch at 29th and Broadmoor. During the punishment phase, prosecution witnesses included a local realtor who testified how he was beaten and tied up before his car was stolen before the robbery. The district attorney's office says Champion must serve 30 years before he's eligible for parole due to holding up a Houston store 11 years ago. It's been 5 years since College Station police found three computers and other storage devices containing more than 64,000 pornographic images of children. The man convicted of possessing those pictures is out of prison. 43-year-old Greg Baird, who lists an address in Spring, according to jail records, was granted parole after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. He was released Thursday from the Brazos County Jail to start 10 years of probation. Conditions include sex offender treatment, staying at least 1,000 feet from any place where children gather, not having access to the internet without the device having approved software, and performing 300 hours of community service. Restoration has begun on a small Jewish temple in downtown Bryan, the only one in Texas named for a woman. Built at the same time and using the same materials as St. Andrew's Episcopal, Temple Frieda was a working synagogue until the 1970s.
It's a beautiful little neoclassical building. It was built in 1912, about the same time as St. Andrew's Church, which is directly across the railroad tracks from it.
Stephanie Sale, part of a group of Bryan residents attempting to restore the building, says they hope to bring it back in line with the original deed requirements that the land be used for religious or benevolent purposes. The stained glass windows have been removed for repair, something Sale says will be quite obvious to passersby. She says those interested in the project or donating can contact Lindsay Gindy with the City of Bryan. A record 6,500 Texas A&M freshmen are participating in freshman orientation camp. Director Alex Kalin of Arlington says that necessitated adding a seventh four-day session, each identified by its own color.
The colors are very much just a defining factor in camp. So I was in a red camp my freshman year, and I'm always going to remember the fact that I was in a red camp. And you have red, blue, aqua, green, yellow, purple, and now you've got lime.
Kalin, a 2014 graduate, is leading 1,200 upperclassmen who are paying their own way to be student counselors. It's the first time in nearly 20 years Fish Camp has added a session. Thousands of visitors are arriving to Bryan College Station, participating in and watching the games of Texas.
The locals and the residents are driving around, going to the restaurants, and you notice the stores might even have the shelves are empty from water or some of those basic things that seems like fall semester started. It's not that.
Jordan Meserol with the Convention and Visitors Bureau says the crowd is estimated at 25,000. Events in both cities, which include local contestants, continues through Monday. You're invited to the official opening ceremonies, which takes place tonight at 7:30 at Olson Field. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, it's going to be with us today. It's going to drive temperatures up to about 90 degrees. We'll see whether or not we can pick up a thunderstorm. We have some heavy activity this morning just west of the Texas coast. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow. Highs reaching 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sun, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They are giving stickers and a toy sheriff badge to a woman's grandkids, earned one Idaho State Trooper a heartfelt thank you note.
Okay.
Even though he gave the woman a speeding ticket. Wow. Mike Nielsen says that he knows kids can be nervous about guys with big hats walking up to their cars, so he tries to treat them like he would his own family. He pulled over Grandma, that'd be Tana Bromler, for doing 95 in a 70.
95.
Whoa. Grandma be a speed demon. Wow. 95 and a 75. Later, while she wrote the check for a $150 ticket that her lead foot had earned her, she wrote a nice little note to the Idaho State Police commending their friendly tripper and saying that he made the incident a good experience for my grandchildren. You know, that's fine, but again, grandma's driving 95. I don't know if that's a good experience for your grandchildren, just kind of in the long haul, just saying.
That reminds me of a little news story I read somewhere that you can actually pay for your tickets on the roadside as you receive them in some states.
Yes, that's true.
They have a little credit card swiper. You can just take care of it there.
At least for now. Once the chips go in the cards, I don't know if they will.
Those
little card readers will be a little more expensive, but we'll see. So what uses more water, a 10-minute shower or a bath?
Tell me a bath, because I don't take them. I like my showers.
The answer depends actually on the size of the tub, depth of the water, and the efficiency of your shower head. Okay, but usually the shower will use less. Most people use about 30 gallons of water for a bath. When filled to capacity, your standard tub holds 42 gallons. But some of the water will be displaced, obviously, when you get into the tub.
Sure.
So the tub is rarely filled to capacity, obviously, before you take the bath. Now, a low-flow shower head uses about 2 gallons a minute, or 20 gallons, for a 10-minute shower.
Makes sense.
Standard shower head uses 2.5 gallons per minute, or 25 gallons for your 10 minutes. Either way, the shower does save water as long as you don't go past 10 minutes.
I remember testing that out by plugging up my bathtub. We had the shower bathtub combo at one point growing up. And yeah, it definitely saved a lot of water.
Yeah, I would think so. Hello.
Yes, sir. I thought paying a chicken on the side of the road was called a bribe.
Well, that's but I think if you use a credit card and swipe it and you don't put a tip in, it's probably okay. If you want to add a gratuity, a
tip for
might
service.
Be a problem.
Yeah.
There could be places where they do accept cash, and it might be considered something else, and tickets could disappear.
I think
that's
called Chicago.
Yeah, that could happen in any number of places. But of course, I can't get to the 10-minute shower thing. Okay, I can't get there. I just don't.
That's too long?
Oh yeah. What if our kids would go, it's like he'd test the water heater,
How long will this last?
Got it, I'm done. After 14, 20 to 14, 17, 18 minutes, I don't know. I don't get that. I do not get that. Just don't think that. Unless I'm in a hotel, because you know what? I'm paying for it anyway.
Absolutely.
So, anyhow, new research shows that regular exercise can change the way you see the world. Uh-oh. Life science says that exercise seemed to help out a lot as far as getting rid of anxiety. Okay?
And well, I completely agree with that.
Fostering a perception of well-being. The researchers from Queen's University in Canada said that the findings could, in fact, be implications for people who suffer from anxiety or disorders. To just exercise, it will help that. Four ways that owning a dog can make you healthier. Okay? Having to bend over to pick up the... Oh, no. You get more exercise. Researchers show that most dog owners do have more physical activity than people who do not have dogs. One National Institute of Health and Welfare study found that dog owners were more likely than other people to do 30 minutes or more of exercise, at least 5 days a week. Experiencing better health overall, people showed improvements in their health, and they engage in healthier behaviors after just 1 month of owning a pet. Pet doesn't want to drink your beer? Okay, you can do it. Now, according to the 2011 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, improving mental health, the same 2011 study showed that people who own pets also held psychological benefits as well. In these cases, pet owners were happier, healthier, better adjusted, and they reduced your allergy risk. Pet allergies, often the reason why families decide not to get a dog, but a 2010 survey in the Journal of Pediatrics found children who grew up with a dog in the home were less likely to develop eczema? What? Huh. Well, who'd have thought that?
That's a weird one.
Well, it is. Okay. Every once in a while, we tell you about get this app or here's an app that you might like. Okay, here's an app you might like. I don't know if this is right for everybody, but let me scroll down to it. If your free time doesn't have enough pimple popping, There's an iPhone game for you. It's called Pimple Popper.
Nope.
The goal of Pimple Popper is to pop a series of pimples until you get to the next more pimply level. You get three different kinds of pimples to pop, each with its own popping method.
Jeez.
You also get the pimple scab to peel.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, if you want to download it, it's out there available. It said it's available for Android. I don't know. Maybe it's just that's the only one. But I'm just saying that's it's out there and available and free if you want it.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
846, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey, I got Messina Hoff tickets, 695-1620. Next person who calls in. Got a pair of tickets good for tomorrow and tomorrow only for Messina Hoff. I think they're stomping grapes all week long, all month long, rather, at Messina Hoff. 695-1620. So huge, mysterious, gaping holes in northern Siberia may not be such a mystery anymore. One scientist has pinned down a cause, and sorry, it's not aliens or weapons testing. It's the first hole discovered in the Yamal Peninsula. It's 260 feet wide and likely a sinkhole because of melting ice or permafrost. But rather than swallowing the earth as it opened up, the theory is that the hole actually erupted outside and through the dirt around the rim.
Yep. Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
It is. Well, that was suggested when the story first came out.
Right. Possible natural gas causing pressure to build up as the water collected in the underground cavity and the dirt, which is reportedly piled more than 3 feet around the edge of the crater, was eventually expelled. Plants around the crater suggest that the hole, several years old, upon closer inspection, they'll have to determine the exact age of it. But they said it kind of looked like a pimple.
Come on.
I know. Hey there. Who's this?
Josh.
Josh who?
Josh Ben.
Ben?
Yes.
You have the first name. You have the last name of the first name of our general manager.
I sure do.
Well,
I
that
sure
means do. That means that you win 2 tickets to Messina Hoff this weekend.
Yeah, that's
a great reason.
Yeah, sure.
What do you do, Josh?
Sounds good to me.
What do you do, Josh?
I'm an attorney.
Oh, good for you. All right. Well, stop by here. We got the tickets for you. All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
You bet. Yeah. There you go. All right. Done and done.
It's all that Siberian fracking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get Pooty Poot out there. Have a look at that. Boy, I went to look at those transparent mice. That's creepy. I'm just saying. Yeah, that just.
I can't believe I didn't yet.
Offers.com surveyed back-to-school families and found that 37% are already shopping for back-to-school items, with about 28% of them saying they'll buy a few things online as well as in store. Only about one-third say that they spend over $200 per child. That's a lot for back-to-school. I guess if you include clothes, it might not be. This is the earliest that we have seen this kind of across-the-board launch to back-to-school season, says a VP for Biz Report. It's the new age of the savvy shopper, and shopping early and online is the new trend among consumers. So there you go. Up, soap opera with sword story.
Okay.
Soap opera with swords fanatics will be delighted to hear that Cupid has worked his magic on the set again. Us Weekly, I was just reading it before the show this morning, reports that Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, who happened to play Jon Snow and Ygritte, is that her name?
Ygritte, I think.
Ygritte,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway. There you go. They have been reunited about 3 months ago. Sources say that things are casual right now. They're having fun. They'd parted ways last August after a year of togetherness, so things are better now. Things not better for Melanie Griffith. You know, she split with her husband, Antonio Banderas.
Mm.
They got married and divorced and married again, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, she's got a bandage over her upper arm right now. The bandage says Mel. Well, I guess that's for her. While she's covering up the big Antonio on her upper arm, which she's getting the laser treatments to have that permanently removed. She's 56 years old. Probably going to leave a wrinkle there, I'm just saying. Harrison Ford spotted yesterday in the Santa Monica Airport, walking without crutches. The real-life Han Solo, of course, suffered that injury back in June when a hydraulic door fell on his leg while filming Star Wars Episode VII. He's 71. Just saying. Johnny Depp, who's not 71, jamming on stage with Aerosmith Wednesday night at the Forum in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Daily News in New York says that Depp strapped on the guitar, went toe-to-toe with guitarist Joe Perry in a bluesy version of Big 10-inch Record. At the end of the song, Steven Tyler yelling, "Hey, give it up for Johnny Depp." Yeah. Apparently, he also performed with the group in Boston last week and reportedly collaborating on some music with Joe Perry and Paul McCartney as well.
That's exciting. I didn't know he was musically talented.
Yeah, didn't know he had that kind of ability at all. Woman who got a nose job from a Chicago surgeon suing him for allegedly sharing photos of it online. Sabrina Kropp had the procedure done back in 2004. The photos were supposed to be kept confidential. But she says the doctor, one Robert Walton, posted the before and after shots on his website, titled them Cocaine Nose. That's not good.
That's not nice.
Was it a cocaine nose?
I don't know. Claims that she suffered a great harm because of the 68-year-old surgeon's actions. Unclear how much money she's seeking in damages or if she ever used cocaine. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I would think even if she had told him that were the case, that doctor-patient relationship would keep him from being able to make that public. But we'll see. All right, it's A-Till.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. Each year, the Junior League provides school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 7th at the Brazos Center, HEB Tejas, and HEB Tower Point for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you'll consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 5 minutes till. Okay, as we're continuing with our medical segment. So, if you're looking to earn some extra cash, why not sell tickets so 4 of your biggest fans, complete strangers, mind you, could be present and video as you give birth? That's what a woman in the UK is doing. Josie Cunningham, self-described aspiring model. Oh, now I get it. Most famous for getting British government-funded medical system to pay for her breast augmentation. Now, back in the headlines, she's sold 4 tickets to her upcoming event, the birth of her 3rd child, and says the 4 tickets are up for sale for a total of over $50,000. Says that the tickets didn't last long either, selling out within 14 minutes, claims that each stranger will be vetted. She'll have personal protection in place for the safety of both her and her child. Calls them lucky fans.
That's
summer.
Nuts.
Yeah, really. It's summer. Time for peaches, those sweet little juicy fruits believed to have originated in China and thrive there to this day. It says here that they produce over half of the world's supply of peaches.
Really?
Huh? Yep. But inside the People's Republic, this level of familiarity has locals disinterested, inspiring growers to look for ways to spice things up between consumers and peaches. And so, to reignite people's passion for the fuzzy little fruits, they have slipped a pair of sheer panties on them.
Huh.
That's right, this season.
I thought that was a joke when I saw that.
Well, I don't know. I may have got it from the same onion source you did. we'll just see. This season you can get your peaches in satin-lined boxes. Just see. And you know,
satin-lined boxers? What?
Boxes. Little tiny panties.
Yeah, you said really? Panties.
Panty boxes. Yeah, I got you. Now, and of course, you know, China has changed the way that Texas pecan growers produce pecans now. Mm-hmm. I mean, thinner-shelled, larger pecans because, you know, we're shipping it off over there.
That's right. Yeah. I have a press release from the Bryan Police Department.
Yes.
Thursday, 10:45, officers responded to the 1600 block of Saunders for a shooting that had just occurred. Investigation reveals that 2 18-year-old males were playing with a firearm when it discharged, shooting one of the males. Tyrell Wilson of Bryan was taken to St. Joseph Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. Wilson was pronounced dead at 12:43 a.m. The Crime Scene Unit and Criminal Investigation Division responded to the scene, and the investigation continues.
Okay, so that the death occurred early this morning.
Early this morning.
And tell us again the address of that.
That was in the 1600 block of Saunders.
Okay, there you go. We'll have more details on the news at noon, about 3 minutes till. From the CNN Money Readers, what's the best thing you ever bought for a dollar? A copy of the Des Moines Register bearing the news of JFK's assassination. The Ultimate Comic Doom number 1. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
$100. Oh, he put the money in a slot machine and paid off. Okay. A Beatles 45 RPM record back from when I was a kid.
Okay.
And a 1986 Toyota Extra. Guy said he bought it from his priest in 1999. And 4 gallons of gas. Guy lives in Saudi Arabia where gas is cheaper than water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So whoa. The
problem is that you're living in Saudi Arabia, though. Just saying. All right. The Book of Power Sleep offers tips on getting more sound sleep. Go bland before bedtime to fall asleep quickly. Avoid caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol for at least 4 hours before you go to bed. Number 2, be predictable. Go to bed about the same time every night. Try to follow a similar routine. 3, don't toss and turn. If you can't sleep after 20 minutes, get out of bed and do something. Number 4, save the bed for sleep. Avoid paying bills, reading the paper, or watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, take a bath. A Oh, but a shower, remember, uses less water. Okay. Anyway, take a bath. When your body gets ready for sleep, your temperature drops. A bath can kind of nudge your bedtime biochemistry a little bit. But again, all of those things having to do with a routine. Again, if you can do a routine.
That's right.
All right, movie industry insiders say Guardians of the Galaxy will conquer the competition this weekend, especially since the only other movie out is the James Brown biopic, which Mick Jagger is producing, and he's out there pumping it. He really wants people to go see that, obviously.
Isn't that Andre 3000 as James Brown?
I don't know.
I think so.
What is Andre 3000?
He's part of Outkast.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, again, James Brown, really an iconic individual. I don't know if the movie's any good or not, but we'll see. The story that they told was that James Brown was supposed to... They had a thing called Teenage Awards Music International, the Tammy Show, which they had made into a movie. And lots of people at the Santa Monica Civic Center, and James Brown was supposed to be the closing act. He got bumped by this new group called the Rolling Stones, who closed the show. He thought, as the godfather of soul, he should have closed the show. However, they never met at that time, according to Mick Jagger. All right, let's see. It's August the 1st. So on this date, in 1889, it rained ants in Germany.
Yeah.
Just saying, I know. Yeah. We told you, Rush, 1988, first time. No, that's not right. Was that 1982? Well, I've lost the piece of paper. It was on this date in history, anyway.
Well, and it was the guy who played Jackie Robinson who's playing James Brown.
Okay.
Yep,
gotcha.
There we go.
In 1941, the first Jeep was produced. Parade magazine devoted 3 pages on what it called the Army's most intriguing new gadget, the Willis Company. Again, 1941.
Jeep.
Yep. And in 1981, MTV began broadcasting with Video Killed the Radio Star, as we know by the Buggles. And Tatum O'Neill married John McEnroe. There you are. Back on Monday. Have a weekend. WTAW, College Station, Brian.